The platter of succulent and delicious roast boar sailed through the air, missed the tavern keeper's head by an inch, and smashed against the mirror behind the bar in a shower of hot gravy and glass. "Get him!" howled the tavern keeper. "Drinks on the house if you catch the wretch hog-tied and gagged!" The crowd inside the Queen's Head Tavern needed no encouragement. They surged forward as one toward the man in black standing in the middle of the room. He smiled and flicked a bit of lint off his sleeve. That was all the free time he had before the mob engulfed him. He disappeared beneath the wave of patrons. Fists flew, crockery was put to violent use, and a table splintered under the weight of several bodies. Inexplicably, and against all probability, the man in black suddenly popped up in the middle of the scrum. He had two attackers in headlocks under each arm and was simultaneously headbutting a third in the face. Somehow, he managed to wink at one of the barmaids at the same time. She giggled and sat down abruptly on a chair, her legs weak. "Look!" yelled someone frantically. "Stop! Hold everything! Look up there!" The struggling mass of brawlers froze. Everyone looked up. The entire tavern gasped in horror. High above them, a small kitten clung desperately to the chandelier hanging from the ceiling. It meowed pitifully. The men gaped up at the panic-stricken little cat. Several of the tavern maids fainted.
"Someone must save that cat," hollered one man.
"But who?" said another.
"Who can do such a thing?"
"I'll do it." Everyone turned. It was the man in black who had spoken. They gaped at him in disbelief. He smiled a careless and daring smile. Swiftly, he drew a dagger from his belt and hurled it at the ceiling. The blade flew true and sliced through the rope holding the chandelier. The entire mass plummeted down to the ground. At the very last instant, the man in black grabbed the kitten before it could be crushed by the falling array of iron and oil lamps. He leapt clear with the cat in his arms. The chandelier landed on about 7 or 8 slow-moving patrons and knocked them unconscious. Everyone cheered. The man in black bowed and smiled. The kitten scratched several people in gratitude and scampered off behind the bar.
"Get him!" howled the tavern keeper. "Tie him up! Beat him! Kick him!"
"What?"
said someone.
"That adorable kitten?" "No, the man in black!"
With another cheer, the patrons leapt on the man in black. He vanished beneath the furious onslaught of fists and flying feet, still smiling. The fighting mob of men crashed up against the bar. A hand shot out of the scrum and snatched up a tankard of ale. The man in black's head appeared. It was his hand that had shot out of the scrum, of course, and he drank the ale down in one swift gulp.
"Excellent vintage," he said, nodding genially to the tavern keeper.
"Get him!"
hollered the tavern keeper, grabbing the empty tankard and hurling it at the man in black. The tankard made a satisfying metallic bonging sound as it missed and bounced off the skull of one of the other patrons.
"He's insulted our fair city. He's insulted my cooking. And he's insulted my niece."
The tavern keeper's niece, a pretty girl named Meg, leaned on the end of the bar and watched the riot with her bright green eyes.
"He can insult me again if he likes," she murmured.
But no one heard her over the noise of the brawl. She sighed and twirled a strand of her long copper hair around one finger. The front door of the tavern flew open with a bang, and the air rang with booted feet. Several soldiers wearing the royal livery marched in. An officer followed after them. He stood in amazement for a split second. His face turned red with anger.
"Arrest them all!" he bellowed.
"Do you mean all as in all, sir?"
said one of the soldiers.
"There's a lot of them, and there's only 3 of us, not counting you."
"I'll arrest the barmaid, sir," said another soldier.
"Shut up, you! Arrest them immediately."
"The barmaid, sir?"
"Shut up! You're on latrine duty when we get back to the castle."